Hi, I'm Guy Cook, and I want to talk about the elements of content submission for free posts on our website. In particular, this is the WordPress-powered blog at usroute6tour.com. The Happenings blog built with WordPress, and so that gives us some considerations to make in posting content. And I've got an outline on the guyrcookreport.podbean.com that lists all the elements there and how to apply them, where to email them to, which is route6tour@gmail.com. And there you go. You've got all the information that you need right there. So just like it shows in the notes, on your Android phone, using the Chrome browser, of course, you took a screenshot and you saved it in Gallery. And that's this little app right here. So I click on, and then once the gallery is open, select the image that you're going to mess with, which is that screenshot right there. And so I click on it, and it comes up, and I select Share, and I want to select Google Search Image, like this, and Bazinga, it comes up with the prompt, and there it is, the docs in Google that this is linked to, and Bazinga, there you have it. Hi, I'm Guy Cook, and I want to ask, are you using the free Google account for your business? That is, when you created the Google account, you can turn on business personalization. I've got a how to do it when you look at the show notes, the guyrcookreport.podbean.com. I've got a link in there on the Google knowledge base on creating a Google account, how to set up the thing. So it's got all of the business features that you can have, like sending and receiving email with Gmail or finding a new favorite video on YouTube, because, you know, Google owns YouTube. And then download any of the apps they've got in Google Play. So if you've got a Chromebook or a mobile device you want an app for, there you have it. You've got the login. So create the Google account on the left-hand side under People and Sharing, under Business Features. Click Business Personalization and turn it on. Hi, I'm Guy Cook, and I'm wondering, are you pondering the future of web design trends? Well, I sort of do it every day, and I read a post from Jackson Gartner, and he wrote a really good post. I've got a portion of it copied into the Google document. If you go to the guyrcookreport.podbean.com, you can read all about it there. And it's just what he put together on White Peak Digital about web design trends and what to watch and what not to watch. And I think as a content creator, if that's what your hat is, then take a look at that article. I think you're going to get some arrows to put in the quiver for future episodes of your content. Hi, I'm Guy Cook. Do you have Google Authenticator do Google account synchronization? That is, do you back up your Google Authenticator profiles into your Google account? Well, now you can't. Okay, and I've got it in the Google document at the Guy R. Cook Report. .podbean.com. Like I say, I've got them so you can get them. This is how you put the authenticator, I guess data is a quick, easy way to say it, and back it up into your Google account synchronization. It's spelled out there. There's a little cloud that shows up in the top right when you open the authenticator app on your mobile phone. And you click on that cloud, bazinga, it's done. Hey, the contact me, use the secure contact form on guyrcook.com. If you like this episode on YouTube, and give it a thumbs up on youtube.com and click the bell to subscribe to future episodes, it's a wrap.